Hello, my name is Roland Gulliver. I'm the Programme Manager for the Edinburgh International Book Festival. In this year's festival, I'm very excited about the amazing list of authors we've got coming to the festival, particularly the range of international authors, many of them who are debut authors with their first book, who are part of our Reader's First Book Award. And this exciting range from Emma Donoghue, who's appearing on the opening day with her book Room, which has just been longlisted for the Booker Prize, which is a fantastic story about a boy and a mother who are locked in a room, but it's told from the boy's perspective. It's a remarkable voice and a remarkable narrative, which really is just a stunning story, and really pleased to see that kind of book being part of the Booker longlist. She is from Canada. She's part of an amazing range of Canadian authors. We've got Lisa Moore, who's also on the Booker longlist, Annabel Lyon, who's another Canadian author whose first book has been published in the UK, which is a remarkable retelling of the story of Aristotle. It's a book that has won lots and lots of awards in Canada, and it's great to have her here appearing with another British author. It's quite nice that we've got combinations like that of British authors with international authors. I'm quite excited about the event with Alan Bissett and the Danish author Lars Husum. Alan is obviously, everybody knows him from his various kind of books and stories and Discombobulate and his one-woman show, and it's nice to put him with an unknown author. Lars is a Danish author who's very well known in his country, does lots of filmmaking, but his first book is called My Friend Jesus Christ, and has probably my favourite book cover of this year, but it's also a brilliant story about this young man whose life is kind of has fallen apart. And you start reading the book and you kind of feel, well, this is just another story of, you know, the loner outsider whose, you know, life's a mess and has a skewed worldview. But then he's visited by the unknown biker, Jesus Christ, who then changes his life. And he goes on this fantastic journey into the Danish countryside to kind of right his wrongs, and kind of turns into this kind of lovely oddball comedy, which is brilliant. And it's a nice comparison to have him and Alan together. Other ones that have come together who are quite interesting that I'm quite excited about: the British author James Miller, who's got his second book, The Sunshine State, which is about the kind of the near future and the post-apocalyptic Britain, and particularly post-apocalyptic America, which is kind of chiming quite scarily with what's happened with the oil spill. It's set in the near future, and America has become, American president is a fervent religious figure who kind of defines society by religion. And the Deep South has been cut off because of climate disasters and storms, and I don't think there are oil spills, but there are related environmental disasters that just made it into a no-go zone. But the main character has to go in to kind of, you know, seek out this kind of Kurtz-esque figure and eliminate him. And he's doing an event with the Russian author Olga Slavnikova, who her book, which is available in Britain for the first time, is again set in the near future, but this time in Russia. And so there's interesting comparisons between those two kind of world views, and also interesting to see how fiction is kind of taking on what, you know, the new world order, and looking at that, you know, the state of the world, and is it going to change, and how is it going to develop in this new decade. But that's just a taster of all the wonderful international authors we've got from over 40 different countries appearing over the 17 days of the festival, and there's many to be discovered. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.